Dave asks, how do you measure marketing ROI outside of inbound leads? Wow, Dave. That's a tough one. Okay, look, I know there's a whole industry built on the ability to quantify the value of an inbound lead. You know, due respect to the people who created that industry, some of whom are personal friends, I think there's a lot of bullshit there. I think it's part of what's contributed to the disassociation of marketing from what marketing does that really matters, which is accelerate the productivity of sales. Helping sales win and marketing defining success in those terms, I think, is really important. I'm going to answer this question. Look, if you're buying the gospel of inbound, there are books written about how to squint real hard and come up with some way to quantify the value, the return on inbound, and there probably is some way to derive it. Requires a PhD, but it can be done. You know, the way I think about this question is how do you measure the ROI on marketing as a whole? And my point of view is you measure it the same way you evaluate all the efforts of marketing, which is in terms of the productivity of sales and marketing as a whole. So the surefire, you know, kind of grown-up way to measure the value of marketing is to think of it as an accelerant of productivity in sales. This is certainly true in, you know, high average order value, kind of low velocity B2B businesses. But I think to some extent it's true even in higher velocity businesses. The question of whether to spend a dollar on marketing is always comes down to whether that dollar is better spent, you know, hiring a new sales rep. I always thought about it as, you know, marketing at its best is a way to create a multiple of productivity on sales, a way to accelerate the efficiency of your sales spending. Marketing gives you leverage on the sales effort. And you can measure that in a very straightforward way. You can say, okay, what is my, you know, bookings or revenue, however you think about your top line this quarter, divided by sales and marketing expense in the same period. For a startup, that number is going to be greater than one, meaning you're working really hard. You're spending more on sales and marketing than you're generating on revenue. That is not a great business model long term, but every business kind of starts there. So job one in a startup is to get that ratio over one. And job two is to figure out, okay, at what level of productivity does the business reach the zero EBITDA milestone, meaning that it's surviving off the cash that it generates. More often than not, that number somewhere between 2.5 to 3, meaning your bookings are 2.5 to 3 times the amount you're spending on sales and marketing. And a good, you know, C-level marketing person, you know, is the one who's responsible for driving that network, that metric forward. First through the one threshold. And again, very often you haven't even hired a C-level marketing person until then. But the right person coming in and really agonizing over that to say, look, how do I make the go-to-market team more productive? And in some cases, that's spending more on Google AdWords or whatever, or you know, writing more blog posts or who the hell knows what else. But in some cases, you know, that is about, you know, reducing the cycle time to productivity for new reps. So it may be that marketing should be focused much more on sales enablement than on pure conventional demand gen. It may be that that there's sharing information across sales guys as a way to make them more productive, or some level of training, and dollars are better spent against that to advance the cause of go-to-market team productivity than they are against, you know, more conventional marketing tactics that have ROIs that are much more difficult to measure. So I think great executive level marketing people live or die on the role of marketing and accelerating the productivity of the sales organization. At the end of the day, that's what really matters. And I think that is the only metric that you should care about in the big picture. There's lots of submetrics that support that. Demand gen definitely matters. There's, again, books written on inbound and quantifying value. But don't lose sight of the fact that at the end of the day, marketing exists to help sales win. Thanks. This episode is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups, backed by more than 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, human scale venture capital. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes, each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name's Mike Traiano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster.